Hello and welcome all our gentle viewers to this edition of Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. From our studio in Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television brings you uplifting news from around the world.
Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you're in Europe, the Middle East, or Northern Africa, it's easy and convenient to tune into Supreme Master Television via Astro 1 at 19.2 degrees east, or Hotbird 6 at 13 degrees east. Starting November the 16th, Supreme Master Television will reach more households via 10 new satellite platforms around the world. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus B3/D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2, AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 25. In South America, Hispasat and Intelsat 907. And in the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2. In addition, we will continue to be available online worldwide at suprememastertv.com.
Today in history, November the 10th, the International Whaling Treaty came into effect in 1948. The treaty was the first of its kind to recognize the need to protect whales. Through the guidelines, the countries that signed the treaty agreed to the wildlife conservation of whales, ensuring their survival for the future. Many thanks to the nations that support the International Whaling Treaty for respecting the rights of whales to live in a safe environment. May God bless the beautiful whales with free and happy lives.
Less than 1 week, on Friday, November the 16th, Supreme Master Television will go global via 10 new satellite platforms. Throughout the week, we will hear from dignitaries, celebrities, and citizens around the world about this exciting development. Today, we will hear from Stella Stevens, a beloved American actress.
Miss Stevens has had starring roles including Girls, Girls, Girls with Elvis Presley, The Nerdy Professor with Jerry Lewis, and The Ballad of Cable Hogue with Jason Robards. Another memorable role she had was in Irwin Allen's The Poseidon Adventure. Miss Stevens has also taken on the role of producer and director in The Ranch and The American Heroine. During the 1960s, she is reported to have been one of the 10 most photographed women in the world. At the 8th annual Night of 100 Stars Gala, held to support Martin Scorsese's Film Preservation Foundation, Miss Stevens met with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Miss Stella Stevens has made an invaluable contribution to American cinema throughout her illustrious career and continues to be active in the acting world with her new movie, American Cowslip, to be released later this year.
Supreme Master Television is now going global. How do you feel about that?
I'm very proud of that and proud to be a part of it as well. It should be global, and it's a wonderful event. I'm so pleased to be here and to know that people everywhere will be able to see it. Children growing up need to know that there are ways to be happy, that there are ways to be silent and learn about yourself and understand how much we have inside us to give and to give ourselves while we're alive. When it's global, it'll be everywhere, and I think people will recognize that and join in. I do hope so. Everyone will be able to see it, and to learn many wonderful things about how beautiful the world is and how kind people can be together. I think it'll bring peace to people and kindness to people, and it should. I think we need that.
Thank you, Stella Stevens, for your kind-hearted support. May heaven bless you with inner peace and happiness in the grace of God.
In today's news, Spain helps Bosnia reconstruct the National Library in Sarajevo. In travel news, it's now easier to visit the United Kingdom. In science news, a petrified forest has been discovered in the USA. In animal welfare news, Olac or Vietnam protects its elephants. In health news, vegetarianism is on the rise in the United States. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Fly-in news. Iranian policies for peace. Iranian Defense Minister Mostafa Mohammad Najjar made an announcement that Iran's main policies are focused on peaceful movements, such as eliminating the spread of weapons of mass destruction. He expressed that enhancing relations with other nations was also one of Iran's main policies. The defense minister had returned from Yerevan, Armenia, where he had met with Armenian President Robert Kocharyan, Prime Minister Serge Sarkisian, and Armenian Defense Minister Michael Hart Union. Iran Minister Mohammad Najjar stated, "Regional countries need to strengthen their cooperation to achieve stable economic development." Thank you, Iran and Defense Minister Mostafa Mohammad Najjar, for your commitment to harmonious relations in the region and world countries. May all government leaders join in these endeavors for a safer and peaceful world.
Fly-in news. Aung San Suu Kyi optimistic about Myanmar's future. Yesterday, the beloved leader of Myanmar's democracy movement, Aung San Suu Kyi, met her party members for the first time in 3 years. She also met with General Aung Chi, a liaison of the Myanmar government. According to one of her colleagues from the National League for Democracy, Aung San Suu Kyi believes the government is serious and really willing to work for the national reconciliation. Thank you, Dr. Suu Kyi, and all leaders of Myanmar who are striving toward positive changes for the people. May heaven bless your country with a bright and peaceful future.
Mayan news. Flood situation eases off in Britain and the Netherlands. Along the coastlines of the Netherlands and eastern Great Britain, people were evacuated as a recent storm raised tides to near flood levels. North Sea oil operators took precautions by airlifting workers. However, there was a positive change in the situation as the tides did not become as high as expected. A spokesman for Britain's Environment Agency said that current conditions are also much improved because of advances in flood defense and warning systems. We thank God for this miraculous change for the better. May heaven bless all to continue enjoying the comfort and safety of their normal lives.
Fly-in news. Russian Far East expert highlights importance of Sino-Russian cooperation. Mikhail Titarenko, director of the Far East Institute in Moscow, highlighted the importance of Chinese-Russian political cooperation in creating world peace. Mr. Titarenko stated that China and Russia should cooperate to stabilize the international political climate and promote the resolution of conflicts. He further said that the realization of a harmonious world requires tolerance of political differences and consideration of interests of all. Thank you, Mr. Titarenko, for sharing your views on the Sino-Russian contribution to a harmonious world. May all countries unite in such a spirit of harmony.
Fly-in news. Pictograms of smoking health risks coming to cigarette packages. At a meeting this week of the World Health Organization, WHO, in Manila, over 150 representatives from the Philippines and 35 other countries drafted guidelines to require visual health warnings on the packages of tobacco products. The Philippine is currently promoting her own anti-smoking campaign, especially among young people. Philippine Health Secretary Francisco T. Duque III said, "This is a big leap, and the country is honored to host this landmark event in our advocacy against the destructive habit of smoking. Thank you, World Health Organization, Philippines, and all other nations involved for your committed efforts to people's well-being. May heaven bless all with healthy longevity and happiness."
Flyin News. Airline passengers help build an orphanage in Tanzania. Since 2002, passengers on Swiss International Airlines flights have contributed to a children's orphanage charity, SOS Children's Villages. The airline gathers the money by giving each passenger an envelope to place extra foreign money or any other change. The 2005 collection totaled $180,000 and was donated to an orphanage in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. The orphanage last week inaugurated its latest building called the Swiss House. Thank you and God bless Swiss International Airlines and all air travelers for your kind-hearted support of this noble endeavor. May heaven bless the children of Tanzania with abundant comfort, love, and joy.
Flying News. OLAC of Vietnam plans 4-day Mung Cultural Festival. From December 9th through the 12th, people of the Mung ethnic group are coming together in the Hoa Binh province of OLAC to celebrate their cultural traditions. Featured activities include traditional arts, games, food, a Mung beauty contest, and an exhibition. The festival is part of a national initiative to celebrate the unique cultural legacies of OLAC's 54 distinct ethnic groups. It is also an opportunity for people of Mung heritage to return to the land of their ancestors in the mountainous province of Hoa Binh. Thank you, OLAC, for organizing this event to respect and honor the unique beauty of the Mung culture. We send our best wishes to the Mung people for a wonderful time.
Flyin News. European Union acknowledges China's efforts to ease global warming. In a conference with senior officials in Beijing, the European Union representative on climate change, Guido Sacconi, praised China's progress in minimizing her carbon footprint. China aims to cut its non-renewable energy by 20% by 2010. The European Union and China are working closely together to reach the goal by developing clean coal technology and improving energy efficiency. Mr. Sacconi said, "China is very committed to fighting climate change, reducing greenhouse gas, GHG emission, and improving energy efficiency. Thank you, China and the European Union, for working harmoniously together for a greener planet. May heaven bless your environmental and noble efforts."
Flyin News. America gets ready for gentle Thanksgiving. This year in the U.S., many more Americans are looking forward to a compassionate Thanksgiving holiday by participating in a vegetarian gentle Thanksgiving. Gentle Thanksgiving was started by Dr. Alex Hirschaft, a respected animal rights pioneer since the 1970s. He also founded FARM, Farm Animal Reform Movement, the country's first organization advocating the protection of farmed animals. Supreme Master Television had the opportunity to speak with Dr. Hirschaft on Friday.
And what positive changes have you seen for the animals since you began this work?
Enormous. For one thing, the term vegan has become pretty well known, and a number of fast food restaurants are now offering hard vegetarian or vegan entree in addition to the salad bars. Every supermarket now carries a rich selection of meat and dairy alternatives made with soy or gluten or other grain and vegetable products. About a third of young people, according to surveys, are open to the concept of vegetarianism. About one-fifth actually are vegetarians.
How can people get involved in a gentle Thanksgiving?
Well, the best way is to check our website, again, gentlethanksgiving.org, and see if there is an event in their area. If so, they can offer to help. If not, they should start one. We give detailed instructions on how to start one.
Howard Lyman, a former rancher turned vegan activist, shared his Thanksgiving wishes with Supreme Master Television in a phone interview recently.
Make sure that this Thanksgiving is not only good for you and the planet, make sure it's one that is good for the animals. For us all to enjoy Thanksgiving makes it a much better world.
If you would like to locate or host a Gentle Thanksgiving event in your community, please visit gentlethanksgiving.org. Thank you, Dr. Hirschaft, and Gentle Thanksgiving for promoting the healthier and compassionate way of living. May this Thanksgiving holiday be one of granting life and spreading peace through our loving choices.
In world news, Spain helped Bosnia reconstruct National Library. The Spanish government is donating 1 million euros to aid in the restoration of the National Library in Sarajevo, Bosnia. Constructed in 1896 to be used at the city's administration building, currently the National Library contains millions of antique and precious books, as well as a wide range of documents and manuscripts in a variety of languages. Thank you and God bless Spain for your wonderful gesture. May heaven bless the people of Bosnia to live in peace and harmony. Coming up next, a 248 million year old forest is discovered. We are stepping out to say hello to the birds and return right away to Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. It's good if your house has loft insulation, cavity wall insulation, upgraded efficient boiler, and heating controls. Research has shown that you'll benefit by paying lower energy bills. It's also good for the environment. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's take a look at the weather from around the world.
Travel news. United Kingdom encourages visitors. In a true gesture of openness and friendship, the United Kingdom has simplified its visa application system. The new application procedure makes it easier for tourists, students, and key workers to apply to visit the UK. Thank you, United Kingdom, for your warm gesture. May this outreach of friendship be blessed with God's grace.
In science news, an amazing discovery of a petrified forest. Jerry MacDonald, an amateur paleontologist, has been credited with discovering a petrified forest in the Robledos Mountain area in New Mexico, USA. This fossilized wood dates from the Permian period, which is thought to have ended 248 million years ago, about 70 million years before the age of the dinosaurs. Spencer Lucas, interim executive director of the Museum of National History and Science in Albuquerque, said, "It's the most significant fossil wood found from the Permian era in New Mexico in at least a century." Thank you for your exciting discovery, Mr. Jerry MacDonald. May God bless all those who add to our knowledge of our amazing planet. Ahead on Noteworthy News, vegetarianism is on the rise in the United States. We'll take a moment to remember God's love. Be back soon. So keep your dial tuned here to Supreme Master Television.
Greetings, everyone. In the past year, Supreme Master Television has been honored to bring you a variety of uplifting news and inspirational programs from around the world. And it is with gratitude that we're announcing this exciting news. On November 16th, our 24-hour Positive TV channel will start broadcasting from 10 additional satellite platforms worldwide. In fact, hundreds of millions of households all over the globe will soon be able to easily access Supreme Master Television. Let's find out more about this amazing turn of events from our international hosts.
Bonjour everyone, I'm Olivier. Europeans were fortunate that Supreme Master Television premiered in our continent last year. From the United Kingdom, Germany, France, Ireland, Belgium, the Netherlands, Austria, Hungary, Switzerland, to Italy, Spain, Portugal, Denmark, Finland, Norway, Sweden, Greece and Slovenia, in more than 40 countries in Europe, viewers have been tuning in to Supreme Master Television via Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. The public's response has been spectacular. We wish to congratulate viewers in other parts of the world for having access to Supreme Master Television with the additional satellites.
Can you tell us about the Middle East, Sonia?
Yes. In the Middle East, Supreme Master Television is accessible and very popular in our region, from Iran to Iraq, Lebanon, Jordan, Israel, Palestine, and others. We really love to hear about peace news and the insights from Words of Wisdom. And starting on November 16th, viewers in the Middle East will have further access via an additional satellite, and that's Eurobird 2. We are so glad about that. It also reaches Northern Africa, right, Charles?
Yes, Sonia, that's right. And it's not only in Northern Africa, but the whole African continent will be blessed with another satellite, and that's Intelsat 10KU band. And that's not all. There's more. We'll also have Intelsat 10C band that reaches from Africa all the way to Asia. So between Eurobird 2, Intelsat 10KU band, and C band, more than 50 countries in Africa will be able to watch Supreme Master Television by satellite for the very first time. We're talking anywhere from Egypt, Burkina Faso, Ghana, Togo, Sudan, Kenya, Zimbabwe, South Africa, Ivory Coast, Ethiopia, Somalia, Sierra Leone, Benin, and so on. It's such a blessing to be showered with news of peace and prosperity every day. We're really delighted about it. How about in Asia?
Yes. Konnichiwa. Hello everyone, I'm Yoko. This is such a momentous event. Truly once in a lifetime. Besides the Intelsat 10C band that reaches Asia, we will have three additional satellites for Asia. On November 15th, the entire continent of Asia will be able to watch Supreme Master Television via satellite for the first time. From Afghanistan, Russia, Tibet, Mongolia to India, China, Korea, the Philippines, Bangladesh, Thailand, Laos or Vietnam, Japan, Formosa or Taiwan, Singapore. Over 2 billion people in more than 50 countries in Asia will be able to watch Supreme Master Television on four satellites: Intelsat 10, C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2, and AsiaSat 3S. We are absolutely thrilled about this fabulous news.
I'm Michael, and in Australia and New Zealand, likewise, we certainly will be celebrating the launch of Supreme Master Television on the Office B3 B2 satellite. We look forward to more noteworthy news, positive news for a better world, and many fantastic shows from diverse cultures, such as Enlightening Entertainment.
Hi, I'm Patrick. In North America, we're happy that the award-winning show, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, is returning to the United States, where it was first broadcast. And now, Canada and Mexico, our wonderful neighbors, will also be able to watch via satellite. On November 16th, we all will be tuning in to Supreme Master Television via Galaxy 25. It is a dream come true for all of us. How is it in South America?
Hola, I'm Jose. In Central South America and the West Indies, from Argentina to Brazil, to Costa Rica and Cuba, in more than 30 countries, we look forward to watching Supreme Master Television on Hispasat and Intelsat 907. Besides the shows that you already mentioned, the vegetarian cooking and animal world programs are also very popular with audiences. We are just very happy about this news. Now back to you, Catherine.
Thank you, Supreme Master Television International host, for giving us an update about your regions of the world. Esteemed viewers, please join us on November 16th, our launch date, on 10 additional satellite platforms, bringing total worldwide coverage to Africa, the Americas, Asia, Australia, as well as Europe and the Middle East. That's Australia and New Zealand via Optus B3, B2, Africa via Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, Asia via Intelsat 10 C-band, AVS, AsiaSat 2, and AsiaSat 3S. North America via Galaxy 25, Central and South America via Hispasat and Intelsat 907, and the Middle East via Eurobird 2. In addition, we will continue to be available online at www.suprememastertv.com. Enjoy the shows. From Los Angeles, California, USA, we thank you for your loving support. We wish you and your nations peace and happiness. I'm Catherine Hudson. Namaste.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In animal welfare news, the People's Committee of Dak Lak Province in O Lak or Vietnam has pledged about $530,000 for the protection of its tame elephant population. This project is aimed at safeguarding the elephants so that their numbers can increase. The funding for the project will come from the local governmental budget as well as international wildlife organizations. Thank you, and God bless the People's Committee of Dak Lak Province for your loving commitment to our beautiful elephant co-inhabitants. May heaven bless all elephants with safe and peaceful lives.
In health news, vegetarianism is on the rise in the United States. Nutritional experts state that the popularity of vegetarianism over the last 5 to 10 years, especially among young people, is increasing. Young adults give reasons such as concerns about the treatment of animals, environmental questions, and following the role model of other peers and celebrities for choosing a vegetarian diet. In addition, it's getting much easier to find vegetarian food in the local stores, and vegetarian options are becoming an integral part of schools, camps, college, and fast food restaurants' menus. Thank you, and God bless those who choose the compassionate and healthy vegetarian diets.
Please join us for some humor with Supreme Master Ching Hai.
There was a guy, his boat was attacked by the Loch Ness Monster, and the monster flipped his boat in the air and in the verse of waiting to swallow, open his mouth waiting. And then at that time the man prayed to God, "Oh please God, please help me." And then suddenly everything froze in mid-air. The boat and the man stopped there, and the Loch Ness Monster mouth just hold there, and nothing happened. So the Lord say, "I thought you didn't believe me before." So the man said, "Oh, give me a break. A few seconds ago, I also didn't believe a Loch Ness Monster existed."
And now for our viewers' helpline. This comment was sent by Pat Finn, who wrote,
"I have seen this channel on my Astro Dish and must say it's a breath of fresh air at last. Interesting programs on animal care, which I like too. It's not every day we see a truly positive TV channel." Pat.
Hello, Pat. Thank you for your positive comment. We're also glad you enjoyed the animal care programs. Our animal friends are truly beautiful and deserving of much love and respect. May you and your loved ones be blessed with peace and joy.
Do you have a helpline today? It's been a pleasure to share these news stories with you. As always, we would love to hear about the positive and uplifting events that are happening in your area of the world. So please share them with us, along with any comments, to info@suprememastertv.com or through the address on your screen.
May your days be full of God's grace and blessings.